about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 11 a.m. deadline. In local news, another measles case was reported in Queensland this past Thursday, prompting a public health alert and calls for vaccination. The individual is believed to have contracted the infection in Bali before returning to Brisbane. This has been the 21st recorded case of measles in Queensland so far in 2025, with Queensland Health stressing the need for 2 vaccine doses to successfully prevent the virus. In other local news, Winton has just wrapped up its biggest outdoor festival yet, drawing thousands to the tiny western Queensland town from Tuesday through to Saturday. Across the festival, more than 40 quirky events took place, from swag tossing, egg throwing, and hay ball herding. The most famous event is the Dunny Derby, where teams race makeshift toilets through obstacle courses. Organisers estimated the 150-year anniversary event brought over 4,000 visitors and $2 million into the local comedy. In national news, Victorian Emergency Relief Centres are heading towards a financial crisis as the federal government plans to slash funding by the end of September. Among the hardest hit will be Horsham Christian Emergency Food Centre in Western Victoria, which has fed those in need across Wimmera since 1998. People can come to us, just walk in and say what they need, and they can walk out with packed boxes of food so that they can eat straight away, and client assessment manager Bev Miltake said. From next month, the service will no longer have funding under the Federal Government Financial Wellbeing and Capability Act grant. The grant was a 5-year contract, which means the relief centres will have to wait until at least 2030 to reapply. In other national news, mango orchids in the Northern Territory have placed growers in Western Australia's far north on high alert, weeks out from their picking season. Mango twig tip dieback was first detected in Darwin crops in 2017 and is now estimated to be costing the Darwin mango industry $7 million a year. While Western Australia has been stinking biosecurity measures and the disease had not yet arrived, farmers are taking precaution. In international news, Swiss voters have narrowly voted in favour of voluntary electronic ID cards being introduced to the country's parliament. In a split vote of 50.4% and 49.6%, the use of the digital ID would be voluntary and all card data would be held on the user's device only, and the system would be owned by the government. Supporters of the digital ID say that with it in place, it would help speed up access to important services online. They put the second vote on the topic after it failed in 2021 due to concerns of centrally held data and private corporate control. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and a warm following after a cloudy start. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4000.org.au.